Yevgenia Nikolaevna would not have been able to cross the chasm between underdog and supreme hero overnight had she been a tax accountant or a hernia specialist. But she would not have been an underdog either. Other professions allow you to add zeros to your output and your income if you do well at little or no extra effort. Now, being lazy, considering laziness as an asset, and eager to free up the maximum amount of time in my day to meditate and read, I immediately, but mistakenly, drew a conclusion. I separated the idea person who sells an intellectual product in the form of a transaction or a piece of work from the labor person who sells you his work. If you're an idea person, you don't have to work hard. Only think intensely. You do the same work whether you produce 100 units or 1,000. In quant trading, the same amount of work is involved in buying 100 shares as in buying 100,000 or even 1,000,000. It's the same phone call, the same computation, the same legal document, the same expenditure of brain cells, the same effort in verifying that the transaction is right. Furthermore, you can work from your bathtub or from a bar in Rome. You can use leverage as a replacement for work. Well, okay, I was a little wrong about trading. One cannot work from a bathtub, but when done right, the job allows considerable free time. The same property applies to recording artists or movie actors. You let the sound engineers and projectionists do the work. There's no need to show up at every performance in order to perform. Similarly, a writer expends the same effort to attract one single reader as she would to capture several hundred million. J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books, does not have to write each book again every time someone wants to read it. But this isn't so for a baker. He needs to bake every single piece of bread in order to satisfy each additional customer. So the distinction between writer and baker, speculator and doctor, fraudster and prostitute, is a helpful way to look at the world of activities. It separates those professions in which one can add zeros of income with no greater labor from those in which one needs to add labor and time, both of which are in limited supply. In other words, those subjected to gravity.